I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 603. Papa, I need your help. It's easy to get the idea that God is busy, 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 and maybe we shouldn't bother him with our trivial concerns. And yet, in our own lives, when those we love want to just hang out with us and talk with us about even the smallest things going on in their lives, we feel blessed. We feel loved, included, wanted. And I bet God does too. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments: to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor. You know, loving God isn't just in the big crisis moments of life. It's also in the everyday moments of life. Our prayer life suffers sometimes when we fear not getting it right, when we want to say the right things, the smart things, the holy things. But God doesn't care about that. He just wants to talk with you. You know, when you have a friend who wants your advice or desires to share something cool about their day, you don't reject him or her for bringing up such trivial, insignificant, inconsequential, unimportant conversation to you. No, you're thankful for the chat, and you enter into it with love. Well, guess what? Relax. So does the Lord. So give me about five minutes to slow down. Let's talk about that story. Share a thought, hear a portion of scripture, ask you a great question that I hope will make your walk with God more intimate. We'll pray and give a challenge, and then we'll move on with our day to practice what we've learned. A few weeks ago, I was in Boise visiting my daughter and my son-in-law and four of my precious grandchildren. We had a wonderful time, great moments, but there's one moment that stands out to me. I was in the living room reading when Allie, who's 12 years old, came out of her room and she exclaimed, "Papa, I need your help." Well, I immediately put down my book and gave her my full attention. She said, "Mom texted me about a purchase that she was going to make for her, and it comes with options, and I don't know what to choose." She wanted my opinion to help her decide. And so we chatted. We talked about color choices, options of the thing itself, the size, the functionality, the ease of use, and other things that might be important for her to make the choice that's best for her. And in the end, it was clear, after talking about it for about 10 minutes, that there was no bad or wrong choice. And so, she joyfully texted her mom back with the words, "Surprise me." The point today is not the topic of the conversation. It's that the conversation happened in the first place. It's that my granddaughter wanted to have a discussion with me at all about something as small as that. What an honor, and it was fun. Scripture says this: "Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you." Notice the word "all," not just the big stuff or the really, really important stuff, but all stuff. Whatever it is that you're thinking about, concerned about, wondering about, cast all of that on God because God cares for you. Here's the great question. When was the last time you had a conversation with the Lord about something that seemingly is non-important, but something you really just wanted to share with him, just wanted to dialogue with him about it? Why not try that out now? Today, let's allow the words of the old hymn be our prayer. God wants to be your help. He wants to converse with you about everything going on in your life. Let these ancient words be our words. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast and our eternal home. Beneath the shadow of thy throne, thy saints have dwelt secure. Sufficient is thine arm alone, and our defense is sure. Before the hills in order stood, or earth received her frame, from everlasting thou art God, to endless years the same. 1,000 ages in thy sight are like an evening gone, short as the watch that ends the night before the rising sun. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, be thou our guide while troubles last and our eternal home. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 604. And in the meantime, God wants to walk with you and talk with you and tell you that you are his own. And the joy you'll share as you tarry there, many others have often known to change up the words to that hymn. You know, I don't know what joys or small frustrations or tiny insights you'll receive along your way today, but how about sharing them with your Heavenly Father as you go? You might even say, Abba, I need your help.